Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Before I finish reading this quote here, just want to mention RBN has another new sponsor, guys. A really good one. It's called Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze dried food, guys, is a very good way to go. It typically maintains the high nutritional value of food in excess of 30 years. You can store food and have it maintain its high quality, nutritional quality, for 30 years. So this only makes sense, guys, especially in light of the times we're living in. You know, this is like an insurance policy, better than an insurance policy. This deals with your very life. And again, there's never been a better time to get in on a deal like this. So if you're interested, you want to look into this, go to www.freezedryguy.com. That's F-R-E-E-Z-E, dryguy.com. Or you can call their toll-free number, get more information, 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-F-O-O-D. Or again, that's 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Give him a call, guys. Check this out. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states when you order from them. So visit RBN sponsor today, guys, and check it out. This stuff, again, it keeps for 30 years. So looking at the way things are going, looks like a smart move to me. All right, guys, let me get back into I want to finish reading up this quote here. And, boy, this is really – I wonder if I got a virus somehow. I don't know. I got to stop letting my kids use the computer. I'm trying to open up the chat window for Skype. They're sending a message to me back at RBN, and I absolutely cannot get the window to open. This is just – okay, wait a minute. There it goes. Man, this is unbelievable. I'm just checking my sound. Amazingly, my sound hasn't bugged out on me. Anyway, so let me okay. Carrie was just sending me a joke. And she can't wait to get her 30-year-old food. Well, you know, when you're in an emergency, you can't be looking for cuisine. The purpose of this is not to eat it now. Okay, family, let's gather around and eat some freeze-dried chicken. No. But in an emergency crisis, that freeze-dried chicken is actually going to be quite tasty. Anyway. Now she's yelling at me. Anyway, let me go back to reading this quote here, guys. This is interesting. Again, this is from a 1972 Club of Rome document called The Limits to Growth. And as I said before the break, it says, entirely new approaches are required to redirect society toward goals of equilibrium rather than growth. The report further went on to say that in order to save the earth, and it uses that term, oh man, it's like watching some ridiculous, you know, superhero cartoon. We're going to save the earth. You know, they use these phrases all the time, guys. They got to propagandize you with fear that the earth is going to come to an end unless you look to us to save you. See, we need world government because we got so many major global crises. Look at them all. They're creating the crises in the first place so that you will accept their solution, which of course is global tyranny. Oh, I can't wait. Anyway, it goes on to say, in order to save the earth, joint long-term planning will be necessary on a scale and scope without precedent. Joint long-term planning will be necessary on a scale and scope without precedent. This study also talked about the need for a supreme effort by everyone to organize a more equitable distribution of world income worldwide, guys. There you go. It's the same thing Brzezinski talked about. Leveling off everything, bringing first world countries down to third world status. That's the plan, and here it comes right at you. Short break, guys. Be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey guys, back here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And once again, we're talking about the creation of poverty, both here and abroad. And it's obvious I'm not going to get through all these notes today because I'm just barely past page one of a 10-page outline here. So, you know, whatever I don't get through, if anybody wants the transcripts, as always, just send me a request, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, and you'll get all the notes for this show here. But, you know, I'm just trying to make the point that the poverty that we're seeing being created, the reason why people cannot afford to heat their homes, it's not just so that oil companies can get fat and rich. And that, of course, is taking place, and they love that. But the real agenda here is simply to drive people into states of desperation so that they're more easily controlled. That is the ultimate goal here. It's not about creating wealth, folks. They've already got wealth beyond, you know, their wildest dreams. They're all set for the next 50 generations of their offspring. You know, it's not the money, guys, that they're after. They want to control you. They want to drive you into desperate poverty, to reduce you to the lowest common denominator, as Lenin said. So with that thought in mind, let's go to another document. In 1975, the Council on Foreign Relations, oh yes, another wonderful little globalist private club over in New York City there is their headquarters, the Pratt House. Anyway, they drafted up a similar study back in 1975. It was actually a series of economic policy blueprints for the coming decade of the 1980s. And these blueprints made this statement: a degree of controlled disintegration in the world economy is a legitimate objective for the 1980s. Did you catch that? Controlled disintegration is what they were calling for. And a very big part of that controlled disintegration involved the U.S. military invading countries in the name of containing communism to ensure that they were driven further into poverty. You know, that's all we did during the Cold War, guys, is we invaded poor countries that were already in desperate poverty, and to ensure that they stayed there. here I go again. And, wow, I'm surprised the second one usually follows right after. it'll probably sneak up on me here later on. But, you know, not only to ensure that these countries remain poor, but to drive them into even more desperate poverty. And come on, guys, you know how this works. All you got to do is go and read, what's the book? Confessions of an Economic Hitman there. I had the author on months back. And, you know, they would go in, and this would be their first plan of operation if it failed, and then the military would come in later. But, you know, you would send these phony economic forecasters in, and they would present these, you know, artificial graphs and charts just to sucker the leaders of these third world countries into taking loans from the IMF and or the World Bank. And then once they took the loans, then you had them. That was it. You know, you raise the interest rates here and there. If you see that the country is able to make the payments, oh, you just jack the interest rate so they can't make the payments. That's what they're doing now, guys, with all these mortgage foreclosures. You sucker the people into taking floating mortgage rates, and you start off with a low rate. And then once you get them hooked, you wait, you know, a little while, 6 months, a year, a couple years, whatever. And then you start jacking that rate up to the point where they can't afford it. And you know what rate to jack it up at so they can't afford it, because you know what their income is. You know, they give you all that information. That's how you get the loan in the first place. Why do you think they ask you that? It's not just to see that, you know, to make sure that this is someone that can pay back the loan. It's to see how much they can jack the interest rate up so that you can still afford it but barely getting by. Or even if you can't afford it, well, that's fine too, because we'll just foreclose on your mortgage and steal your home. And so this is what's going on, guys. They know how much they can raise the interest rates on a loan, or the interest rates in general, you know, the Federal Reserve, knowing what the public can and can't afford. They do this with the gas prices. They know that, okay, we can raise it this much. They can't afford it, but they'll just have to cut out this and that and the other expenditure. They'll have to get rid of cable and you know, their phone or whatever. Oh, it's so disgusting, man. But they got it down to a science. They know, you know, they get people hired to work these figures out so they can maximize exploiting you and having you live right on the very edge, which is why most people today, folks, don't have savings anymore. How can you? Every last penny you earn goes to paying bills. In fact, it's not enough. You can't wait for the next week to come to get that next paycheck so you can pay off the rest of the bills from the previous week. In the meantime, more bills have accumulated since then. I mean, you know, you're not even keeping your nose above water anymore. You're just barely getting by. You keep getting dunked under, and you're holding your breath, waiting for the next check, and you can stick your nose above water just for a second, gasp, get another breath, and then you sink back down again. Well, pretty soon, guys, they're going to have you sunk to the point where you can't even get back up to catch that breath. It's getting really bad, folks, and I hate to tell you, but they're just getting warmed up. It's going to get a lot worse, all by design. I hope you can see with these quotes I've read so far that this is, in fact, by design. This is a decades-old plan. And here it is. Here it is. Are you surprised now? If you were before, I hope you're not now. I hope you can see that this is part of a plan that's been around for a long time. They're finally accomplishing now what they had been planning decades ago. This country is being brought down to third world level. all leading again toward the New World Order. Speaking of reducing all first world nations down to third world status, let's talk for a moment about the nations that are already there. How do you suppose that they got into the predicament that they're now in? You look at third world countries in South America, you know, South Africa, whatever. You know, are these people intellectually inferior? They just don't know how to get themselves out of the mess of poverty that they're in? I mean, that is, unfortunately, the mentality a lot of Americans have, you know. We look at these third world countries and they just somehow think that, oh, they're just too dumb. You know, they don't know what they're doing. Let me tell you why they're in third world status, guys. Because the globalists want it that way. They've used our CIA and our military to go into these countries and sabotage them. Of course, there were a good many of them already there to begin with because of imperialism from the Brits and the French and the Spaniards and the Portuguese and, you know, all during the era of the slave trade. These countries are already in poverty because the wealthy imperialistic nations went in there and raped and pillaged their resources, drove the people of those countries into slavery, into poverty, and they've been kept there ever since, you know, in different ways. Now it's not so obvious, you know, the slave trade thing has been abolished, but slavery is every bit as much alive today as it was before. They just don't call it that anymore. Oh, that stupid phone. I knew I forgot to. Hold on, guys. Everybody I know knows I do a show at this time. I don't know why. Anyway. But, you know, you look at these countries, look at these third world countries. Most of them actually have very, you know, a large amount of valuable resources. In fact, the bulk of the world's most valued resources are in the southern hemisphere. Did you know that? Think about that for a minute. The richest countries in the world are in the northern hemisphere, and yet the richest resources in the world are actually in the southern hemisphere. And that's where all the third world countries are. Now how do you suppose that is? You think these people are too dumb to realize that they could be living in wealth, but just aren't smart enough to figure out how to do it? Guys, they can't exploit their own resources to make themselves wealthy because the parasites from the northern hemisphere have sent their militaries down there, their intelligence agencies down there, have hijacked their governments, and have used their powerful militaries to enslave them and keep them in poverty, crushed them into the lowest form of human existence, you know, into desperate poverty, guys. They've created this situation. It's not that they don't know how to get themselves out. They're not able. They're not allowed to get themselves out. I mean, do you understand that, guys? This is so flippin' obvious what they've done to these people. It's so disgusting. And once again, sorry about that, guys. My volume went haywire on me again. I got to have a virus or something. I'm going to have to strip this computer at some point here. I don't know. Probably over the weekend or something. It's obvious that this thing is just really screwy. I've had problems before, but this is really bad. Anyway. Well, I'm looking forward to that. That's a major hassle. Anybody who's ever done that, you know what I'm talking about. It's a real pain. But once again, why are these third world countries? You know, let's talk about some of them specifically. Look in South Africa. South Africa has the bulk of the world's diamond mines, gold mines, tremendous amount of wealth down there. And yet these people are living in desperate poverty. Who owns the gold mines and the diamond mines? That's right. Britain, the United States primarily. A few other foreign countries have their fingers in it, but they're all in the Northern Hemisphere. They're all wealthy countries. They've gone down there and stolen rock-bottom prices if they pay any price at all. Usually they don't even pay anything. They just steal it. Just send the military down there and take it, guys. But, you know, these countries should be actually among the richest in the world. Go to Brazil. Brazil has some of the richest deposits of mineral resources. Why is that country so poor? Why is Haiti so poor? They have black, rich, volcanic soil. Very poor country. The tobacco companies own that island, guys. All right, short break. Be right back. I knew,
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alright guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. So here we have it, guys. We've got all these third world countries that have deliberately been driven into poverty so that the parasites from London and Wall Street and so on can go in and steal their resources, live high, while employing the native peoples in these countries who own or should naturally own these resources, but they've been stolen from them, employ them for dirt wages in deadly, unhealthy working conditions. You know, people die in those mines all the time, guys. All the time. Almost on a daily basis, people are dying, you know, in African countries, for example, mining gold, mining diamonds. The conditions are very unsanitary, very unhealthy, very unsafe. They don't care. Cheap labor. Hey, they get buried in, no problem. Just dig another hole the next day and, you know, go back to business. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. So, you know, these people actually should rightfully be living very high standards. But again, they can't because the parasites have sent their militaries in there, have taken over their countries, have set up military bases. And the reason they're there is to crush out any resistance that arises for people to try to regain their economic independence. They won't allow it. They've got all these puppet dictators that they've installed. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Anyway, so let me continue on here with the military aspect of this and how we've you know, been invading countries. I've talked about this before, you know, when I talked about the Cold War, how we've gone into countries for fraudulent reasons for decades now, always using, you know, before it was containing communism as the excuse. Now it's, you know, the war on terror. But it's always the real agenda, guys. It's always advancing, well, of course, advancing the New World Order, but also to steal resources, to take over countries' resources. You can't have control of the globe and have a world system of government operating on, you know, absolute tyrannical power if independent nations are allowed to have control of their resources. In fact, you can't have independent nations at all. So the global control of these resources, because money is power, money gives independence, and they can't have that. So they're not only driving individual people into poverty so that they could be controlled within a country, but they, of course, have been driving whole nations into poverty so that those nations themselves can be controlled. Wealth is power in this world. Poverty is dependence. And so knowing that, this is what they've done, guys. They've used our military to create poverty around the world. Author Susan George, I got to bring this out because food is another weapon that they've used to wage war against people. In her book, How the Other Half Dies, made this interesting statement. She said, hunger is not an unavoidable phenomenon. Today's world has all the physical resources and technical skills necessary to feed the present population of the planet or a much larger one. Hunger is not a scourge, but a scandal. And that is absolutely true, guys. Poverty, starvation, you name it, is not the result of incompetence or inabilities or lack of technological skills or know-how, nothing of the sort. In today's world, as she said, and she wrote this book back in the 70s, but as she said, you know, these problems can be alleviated, especially with technology the way it is today. We could have all countries living independently, especially countries that should rightfully be wealthy because they have some of the richest resources. If any countries should be poor, it should be in the northern hemisphere, guys, that don't have that much natural resources. But yet they are the wealthiest. Why? Because, again, they've been parasiting, leeching off of these third world countries. I mean, this is too plain and obvious to miss. You know, shame on people that don't see this. I mean, perhaps they don't want to see it. Anyway, once again, I'm having trouble opening up. Man, I something's desperately wrong with my computer here. I got to do some serious. Wow. No, I'm not. A Skype chat window. This is really frustrating. Okay, there it goes. Holy mackerel. This is crazy. Okay, they're telling me to do a volume check again. Yeah, look at that. Sorry, guys. I'm hoping to get this problem resolved later today without having to reload my computer. I don't know. I'm going to do some system checks and, you know, run couple programs I have, you know, to fix this. If not, I'm going to have to wait till the weekend. To reload my computer is going to be an enormous, as you know, that can take a couple days. I'm going to have to do that probably over the weekend. This is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, controlling the natural resources, guys, of the world, again, is a vital necessity if they're going to have a world government. And this is what they've been doing before under the guise of containing communism, now under the guise of fighting terrorism. Many of these globalist-launched U.S. operations, whether it was the military or the CIA, always the goal was hidden. You know, they told us false reasons, but it was always power-oriented to advance the New World Order, but also money-oriented. We'll talk about that some more when we get back. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. Let me go on to read an interesting quote here. This is from Michael Parenti. Some of you might remember. I had him on months ago, back in, I don't know, May, June. That had to be one of my most astonishing interviews. I was very impressed. This guy has written some really good books, and, you know, I was eager to get him on. But I had no idea that he was a 9/11 skeptic. And the issue got brought up, you know, during the conversation, and I was just blown away. I had no idea. I thought I was going to get your typical, you know, Noam Chomsky-type response, but no. He was very much open to the idea of 9/11 being an inside job. In fact, he said it wouldn't surprise him at all. He says, you know, especially when you look at Building 7, he says, how can you explain that in the context of anything but a controlled demolition? He says, it wouldn't surprise me. It's totally in keeping with the spirit of this government that's been in place for decades. So I was very impressed with this guy. Anyway, he referred to himself, by the way, as a recovering academic. he formerly taught at Berkeley. And, you know, he's glad to have gotten out of it because he says it's unbelievable. You don't have any freedom at all in academia to tell your students the truth. You have to lie to them. Look what he had to say about our military and its hidden economic motives in its excursions over the decades. He said, with the financial and technical assistance of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and other such units, military and security police throughout the various client states, are schooled in the fine arts of surveillance, interrogation, torture, intimidation, and assassination. The U.S. Army School of the Americas, SOA, at Fort Benning, Georgia, now has a new name, but same game. Known throughout Latin America as the School of the Assassins, trains military officers from U.S. client states in the latest methods of repression. I won't read the rest of the quote because we're kind of running low on time here. But, you know, he goes on to talk about how the real agenda, or one of the big pieces of this agenda, one of the real purposes for these invasions, was to drive third world countries further into poverty and, you know, to make sure that they stayed there. And so they would overthrow legitimately elected leaders and put puppets in who didn't care about selling their countries out as long as their pockets were fattened. And that's what we've done, guys, all during the Cold War, continuing up till today. We go in, we take out leaders that aren't playing ball, and then we install what are more often than not far more oppressive leaders. Of course, we always claim that we're getting rid of oppressive leaders and putting democratic leaders in power, but you know, of course, what we're doing is getting rid of leaders that, in most cases, are favored by the general population, and we're putting dictators in their place, ones who get their pockets quite substantially fattened, just to keep them compliant to sell out their people. Oh, we take care of our little puppets in Washington. There, don't worry. They make sure these guys are fattened adequately. They're well cared for. They get invites to the little elitist gatherings at Bohemian Grove, for example. And that money will continue to flow into their pockets as long as they sell their country out. And, you know, I talked about the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You know, that point is brought out in there that they, you know, once they got these loans, these countries suckered into taking these loans, once they got that stranglehold on them, that's it, it's all over. They would drive up the interest rates on the loans to tighten that stranglehold. They would get them to switch over their utilities, you know, their waterworks, for example, from a locally owned company to a British or American owned company, which would drive up the price for water 2-3 times as much as it was. And, you know, these people are already in the poorhouse. They can't afford this, but they have to have water. A lot of these countries are desert countries, so they have to pay the price to get the water. But, which is why, you know, in Venezuela, you can get oil down there cheaper than water. But anyway, this is the game they play, and they'll tell the leaders, look, go along with it, or we're going to cut you off or maybe cut you out. So they don't care. You know, most of them don't have a conscience to begin with anyway, because they were put there by Washington in the first place with that understanding, ball with us, and, you know, you'll be sitting pretty. Just sell out your people. Sell out your people. And so they'll tell them, hey, look, if you want, we'll knock the percentage point. We'll knock the interest a half a percentage point down to make it a little easier to pay off those loans so that you'll be a little bit more favored by your population. But, you know, sell them out or allow us to, you know, to sell them out by having this British-owned utility company move in. So this is what they do. So they'll get the people off their back. See, we got the interest rates lowered. Now we don't have to pay that much out this year. The taxes don't have to be raised that much. But then they get hit with higher water bills. It's kind of like what happens here, you know. Minimum wage goes up to $8. Everybody thinks, wow, that's great. Oh, look at that. See, Washington really cares about us. And all the while, there's your gas and oil prices skyrocketing, exponentially higher. And, of course, they don't tell you that minimum wage should be $25 an hour. You know, they could jack it up to twice as much, to $16 an hour, and you're still not even near where you should be. Oh, what a joke. What a disgusting mess, guys. This whole thing is a fraud. Your leaders are all lying to you. They're a bunch of corrupt, mass-murdering, lying, thievish pigs. What can I tell you? It's not good news, but it is the truth. You want to hear something cozy and comfy, go turn on Fox and climb into your little fantasy hole there. But you want to live in the real world and find out exactly what's going on and why, you know, you're living in poverty? This is why. You want to find out why your economy is going to hell? Even though you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, you and your wife, and probably 15 other relatives you got living with you just to try to make ends meet and still can't do it. This is why, guys. And let me tell you, it's going to get a lot worse unless we stand up and put a stop to this. And we are the only ones, by the way, we the people, that are going to put a stop to this if a stop is put to it. The boys in Washington aren't going to. In case you haven't noticed, they don't care about you struggling. All they do is show up to work, you know, maybe 1 or 2 days a week, and usually it's to vote themselves another raise.
This $157,000 a year just isn't quite enough to pay off our 3 yachts. What do you say, boys? Should we vote ourselves a raise?
And that's what they do. $15,000 to $20,000 a whack they vote themselves in a raise. There's many people in this country who don't even earn that much all year long. And there they are voting themselves a raise of that amount. It's unbelievable. All right, guys. Sorry, once again, the volume got toyed with. Oh, boy. I wonder if this virus came from the boys at the NSA. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Let's look at some more interesting quotes here along this line about how our military has been engaging in raping and pillaging countries around the world to drive them into poverty. This one is from U.S. State Department policy planning paper, study number 23, drafted up in 1948. It says, to maintain this position of disparity in poor countries, we will have to disperse with all sentimentality and daydreaming. We should cease to talk about vague and unreal objectives such as human rights and the raising of the living standard. Actually, guys, they never did stop talking about such things. They're not interested in stopping these things. They're interested in maintaining them. But anyways, nevertheless, the day is not far off when we are going to have to deal in straight power concepts, the less that we are then hampered by idealistic slogans, the better. Can you imagine? Your tax dollars funded this study, and this was their conclusion. We got to stop demonstrating human compassion and decency. No, that's not going to get us anywhere. If we're going to exercise power and control, we've got to dispense with the idea of human rights and fairness. And no, this is only going to hamper us. We got to get rid of these idealistic slogans. Can you believe this, guys? This is in 1948. Keep in mind, the Cold War hadn't really kicked in yet. We hadn't been engaging in military conflicts yet. They were still planning this thing out. And you look at, from that year on, you look at what happened. They did dispense with all idealistic philosophies, the concept of fairness and raising of living standards. This is totally in harmony with the previous quotes I've read from Brzezinski and on and on. Do you understand? This was official state policy, still is, but I mean, this was drafted up as official state policy. State Department policy, what they wanted us to follow in coming decades. And this is exactly what we've done, guys. Mercilessly, we've gone into countries, driven them into poverty, stolen their resources, enslaved people, and to them, that's a good thing. New York Times magazine had this to say, the hidden hand of the market will never work without the hidden fist. McDonald's cannot flourish without McDonnell Douglas, the designer of the F-15. So there you go. New York Times admitting the same thing. What drives our markets, folks, what enables the multinational corporations, the Fortune 500 companies, to make the whopping profits they make is to have driven and continue to keep driven into the dust these poor countries, to steal their resources, to enslave their people with cheap labor. And now they're doing it to us. But this has been the aim of our military all through the Cold War and now, of course, into the so-called War on Terror. is to maintain dominance on behalf of the big multinationals who are, you know, owned by the same people that run the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world, the orchestrators of the New World Order. This is what enables them, guys, to maintain their position of power and dominance in the world by raiding other countries and stealing their resources. Well, you know, it just happened to work out for them quite nicely, didn't it? That the countries that have the bulk of the world's most valuable resources are countries that aren't much of a military threat. And they've made sure that they never become a military threat. Oh, boy. Isn't it incredible that the most rogue criminal nations on the planet are the ones that are self-imposed as the global police force? The ones that are going around ensuring that these other countries do not develop nuclear weapons so they don't pose a threat? A threat to their criminal activities, that is. Oh, man, I tell you, it's unbelievable, guys. Here's another one. This is from a 1992 Defense Department planning paper. It states, our first objective is to prevent the emergence of a new rival. We must maintain the mechanisms for deterring potential competition from even aspiring to a larger regional or global role. We must prevent nations from even aspiring, if they have a long-range potential capacity, to play a more dominant role in the world economically. We've got to make sure we're right there to crush them out before they ever have any chance of doing so. We've got to maintain our economic dominance in the world. And I mean, they don't hide it. You understand? I'm quoting here from official government documents, folks. You know, this has been their policy. These are official government documents. And, you know, this is their own words, not mine. So, again, if you have any doubt about this, email me, truththreatsradio@AOL.com. Ask for the transcripts. I'll send them to you. You check this out for yourself. You know, you can Google these quotes, and it'll take you right to the government's website, you know, the State Department's own website. You can confirm these are real, or the Pentagon's website for that matter. This Pentagon planning paper comes off the Pentagon's own website. You can see that they have, in fact, made these plans, you know, years ago, decades ago. And here they are now implementing them. I mean, what more proof do you need that there's a conspiracy going on here, that third world countries have been driven into poverty and kept into poverty deliberately so that they can live high off the hog? You know, there's some foolish Americans out there without a conscience who actually don't care that we invade third world countries and blow them into smithereens so we can steal their resources, because they think that, well, at least we're benefiting from it, and that's how we're able to maintain our high standard of living. I've actually had some neocons tell me, oh, it's great, I love my jacuzzi and my flat screen TV, and if it wasn't for us invading those countries, we wouldn't be able to have these things. Well, you know, for those that might be listening who do not have a conscience, let me tell you this. In case you haven't noticed, pretty soon you're going to be living in desperate poverty too. Unless you're a part of the Billionaire Buddies Club, and I highly doubt you are, you're going to be driven into poverty real soon too. So if you don't have any problem with them exploiting third world countries, guess what? You're going to be exploited if you're not already exploited. You know, if you've been living high off the hog and you haven't been affected, you just stick around, because when they crash the dollar, baby, and they're poised to do it, you're going to be living in desperate poverty too, just like these third world countries. And then you're going to realize, son of a gun, they weren't doing this on behalf of the United States. They're just doing it on behalf of the multinational Billy Big Buck financier club. You see, guys, it's not an American empire. I can't stress that enough. What they're building here is not an American empire. It is an empire, and they're using American military might currently to do it, but it's not for America. It is for the elites, which, by the way, are mostly in Europe. In fact, all you have to do is look at the primary stockholders of the Federal Reserve. Wow, this thing is really, really going at it today. My sound is continually being unchecked, my booster. Unflippin' believable. That's twice in the past, like, 10 seconds that I've had to... Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to be looking at a virus here. Well, I'll be back in my files up here pretty soon. You know, I don't even dare turn my computer off. Probably won't even reboot. Well, you know, those boys at the NSA earn their pay, don't they? Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, guys, but, you know, this is the game. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news here, but, you know, I don't call it True Threats Radio for nothing. I can back up what I say. I'm not sharing you my personal theories, okay? What I'm telling you comes right off of government websites, right from their own policy planning papers, right from the Council on Foreign Relations boys, the Club of Rome boys, right from top-notch planners in our foreign and domestic policies, Zbigniew Brzezinski and Alan Dulles, and on it goes, guys. Like it or not, this is where we're at. This is how it's working. Oh, boy. All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani here. You know, there's tons more quotes I wanted to read. Let me just read a couple last highlight quotes here. But, you know, there's tons more here. You want the transcripts, again, truthhurtsradio at AOL.com, spell Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z, I'll send the transcripts off. Here's a statement made by Arnold Toynbee back in 1961, wherein he summed up American foreign policy as it was then and still is today. He said, "America is today the leader of a worldwide anti-revolutionary movement in the defense of vested interests. She now stands for what Rome stood for. Rome consistently supported the rich against the poor in all foreign communities that fell under her sway. And since the poor so far have always and everywhere been far more numerous than the rich, Rome's policy made for inequality, for injustice, and for the least happiness of the greatest number. He's absolutely right. Who can argue it? It's true. And here we are today, guys. This government professes to be for human rights, liberty, justice, and democracy, and all that crap rhetoric. But the reality is, guys, this government has always favored, still does, and ever will until people finally smarten up and put a stop to what's going on here. It only and always favors the interest of big money at the expense of everyone and everything else. Referring to pre-World War II U.S. military interventions, guys, this is nothing new. It didn't even emerge after World War II. It whipped into high gear after World War II, but this goes on, has been going on since even before that. Former Marine Lieutenant General Smedley Butler had this to say, looking back over his military record. He wrote this statement back in 1933. And things were the same as they are today. They haven't changed. No wonder, you know, Eisenhower gave the farewell address that he did. Go check that out, guys, if you got to read that, the warnings he gave about the military-industrial complex. Anyway, this is even decades before that, 1933. Here's what he said. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and the bankers. Thus, I helped make Mexico and especially Tampico safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National Citibank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. In China, I helped to see to it that Standard Oil went its way unmolested. Unbelievable. Please, remember, this guy is talking about pre-1933. So with that background in mind, now you look at, you know, what went on since then. You look at the whole Cold War, 60 plus countries that we invaded in the Cold War era. And by the way, all of them were illegal. That should tell you something right there. Obviously, we went in for fraudulent reasons. If every one of those wars was launched illegally, not one of them had the constitutionally required congressional declaration of war. The president does not have power to deploy troops unless Congress first declares war. They haven't done that since World War II. So that should tell you something right there, guys, what a fraud this is. Anyway, I hope I made the point today very clear. Poverty is manufactured, whether we're dealing with whole nations or individual citizens within nations. This is all by design, guys, and it's all leading us to the same place all this other crap is. The New World Order. Oh, boy. Isn't it lovely? All right, guys, have a good day. See you tomorrow. Take care.
Since 1988,